So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 1. Text 22, 23, 24. Kaschin matsyo grasilloham chuna nitaralaistataha uhyamanani vilayam lagna nyasan kilairaka kaschin matsyo grasilloham chūrnāni taralayastataha uyamānāni vilāyām lagnānyāsan kilairaka kaschin matsyo grasilloham chūrnāni taralayastataha uyamānāni vilāyām lagna nyasan kilairaka Matajis. Kaschit, a certain matsya, fish. Agrasit, swallowed. Loham, the iron. Churnani, the bits of powder. Taralaye, by the waves. Tataha, from that place. Uyamanani, being carried. Velayam, on the shore. Lagnani, becoming struck. Asan, they became. Kila, indeed. Eraka, a particular species of grass with long sharp edged blades. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. A certain fish swallowed the iron lump, and the bits of iron carried back to the shore by the waves, implanted themselves there, and grew into tall, sharp canes. I'll read text 23. Matsyo grihito matsya gnair jale nana sahar nave. Tasyo daragatam loham so shalya lubdhakakkarot. The fish was caught in the ocean along with the other fish in a fisherman's net. The iron lump in the fish's stomach was taken by the hunter Jara, who fixed it as an arrowhead at the end of his shaft. Text 24. Bhagavan agyata sarvartha ishvaropi tadanyatha kartum naichad viprashapam kala rupyanva modata. translation. Knowing fully the significance of all these events, the Supreme Lord, though capable of reversing the Brahmana's curse, did not wish to do so. Rather, in his form of time, he gladly sanctioned the events. It's a long purport, so today we are taking half the purport and tomorrow another half the purport, tomorrow morning class. So I'll read the first half of the purport. Ordinary persons may be surprised or bewildered that the Lord gladly sanctioned the cursing and destruction of his own dynasty. The word anvamodat used here indicates taking pleasure in something or giving sanction or approval. It is also mentioned kala rupi. Krishna gladly gave his sanction to the Brahmana's curse in the form of time. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada has commented that the Supreme Lord Krishna Chandra decided to maintain the curse intact in order to protect the actual principles of religion and destroy the unbecoming offense of the deceitful members of the Karshna dynasty. It is clearly mentioned in Bhagavad Gita that the whole purpose of the Lord's descent into the material world is to re-establish the authentic principles of religion, by which the conditioned souls who are suffering intensely under the laws of material nature can regain their original existential status as eternally liberated servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. The living entity comes to this material world with a desire to lord it over material nature. Although the living entity is in fact not a lord, but an eternal servant. Due to this perverted tendency to exploit the material world for his own sense gratification, the living entity is also prone to try to pervert the principles of spiritual life, so that the eternal religious principles become appropriate to his own material sense gratification. Religion, however, is meant for pleasing the Supreme Lord by obeying His laws. And therefore, Lord Krishna Himself personally comes from time to time to revive and enliven the correct method of devotional service to His lotus feet. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is clearly stated that Lord Krishna has completed the vast majority of His pastimes on the earth and was now making the final arrangements for His departure. Therefore, He wished to leave behind a vivid lesson for the living entities of this age, that any so-called religious person, even if he is so exalted as to take birth in the Lord's personal family, cannot violate the respect and reverence which is due to the pure devotees of the Lord, such as Narada Muni. The principle of serving the pure devotee of Krishna is so essential for spiritual advancement that the Lord exhibited the inconceivable pastime of causing the destruction of his entire dynasty just to impress this point upon the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga. Srimad Bhagavatam hints at the great misfortunes that would come after the disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such misfortunes also occurred after the disappearance of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is accepted by Gaudiya Vaishnavas as Krishna Himself. Through various instructions, the Bhagavatam provides for eliminating. The Bhagavatam provides for eliminating the cheating pseudo-religion that comes forth in human society after the departure of the Lord. Next two paragraphs will be taken tomorrow, Sunday morning class. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees before attempting to speak something. So all the devotees came after long time to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri from Bengal. And when they came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri, And they directly went to meet Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu said, why you did not go and took darshan of Lord Jagannath? So they said, our body, our legs go wherever our heart is. Similarly, Gaur Purnima is coming, so I'm not sure what the purport says, but we'll discuss something about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, if you all allow, following in the footsteps of yesterday's class. And also, same thing is coming up tomorrow, because we have mutually discussed. Because this purport, actually, I was thinking, here it's discussing about the whole chapter, the curse upon Yadu dynasty. And I also hearing past few classes, that how Lord orchestrates, giving sanction or... It is said, the Kala Rupi, Krishna gladly gave sanction to the Brahmana's curse in the form of time. Very scary concept, how Lord orchestrates the whole thing and how finally he takes back Yadu dynasty by the curse. And lot of things are discussed about the offense. If the respect and reverence is not shown to the pure devotee. So very significant, at the same time, the discussion of the disappearance of the dynasty and of Krishna is not very pleasing also. I was reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, and we discuss about the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Madhya Khand, 28 chapters are discussing about the Sankirtan, about the Kirtan processions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, about his Kirtan, about his association with the devotees in Navadvip. Such detail. And we read those details, we find, just describing those details, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur goes into such ecstasy, that sometimes you find the same verse is repeated again and again and again. The same description is given again and again. Again and again he says, I just cannot describe the condition of Navadvip at that time. I just cannot describe the ecstasies. Earth had never seen such ecstasies, and the earth will never see such ecstasies. Demigods, he says, inhabitants of Vaikuntha were hankering to participate in such excesses. That is explained about the Navadvip, the situation there. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha were hankering. And Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur describes so beautifully. I was thinking, no wonder, because before I read Chaitanya Charitamrita and later on Chaitanya Bhagavat, and I used to wonder, why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur so much? You know, he says, he has written so much, what can I write? He has written so much, what can I write? And I was wondering, fine, you write your stuff, he write on his stuff. But actually, if somebody has read Vrindavan Das Thakur Chaitanya Bhagavat, he will actually feel that the way he has described, of course, not to minimize what Chaitanya Charitamrita is another, like, it takes to another peak, the ecstasis, the Ante Leela. But just that, after reading that literature, somebody will say, now I have to write Lord Chaitanya's Leela when Vrindavan Das Thakur has already described. Sometimes, like in the morning, he's only, you know, Adhananda Maharaj gives Bhagavatam class, and then you are told to give Sunday feast after this. And suddenly, you know, what are you going to describe now? I mean, it's so beautifully. And suppose you are told to describe now in the same verse. Just feel, it's difficult when some very senior personality has given class and then you are told. So Vrindavan Das Thakur describes in so much detail. He describes that the kirtans which were taking in the house of Srivas Thakur, Srivas Angan, night kirtans. Such details he gives. He says, day after day, Vishwambar, Lord Vishwambar's ecstasy was increasing. And it was increasing and increasing and increasing. And they were just going out of control. But it was all hidden within the doors. The door was locked. Nobody allowed inside. So few people, a very small section, a few gathering is enjoying every day, every night, whole night, and people sitting outside are wondering, what are they doing inside? So he describes excesses were so much that few people would always gather in the corner and keep talking. So some of them were blasphemers, some of them are atheists. They would feel so envious. When somebody is feeling so small group is enjoying so much, naturally some people will feel envious. Some were envious. Why is he enjoying? Why? What are they doing? They claim to be Vaishnavas. They claim they are so much doing bhakti. But in Kali Yuga there are no Vaishnavas. They are all Kali Chelas. They are all just trying to satisfy their hunger. And especially because they are not getting anything by begging. They all are actually trying to celebrate Durga Puja at a wrong time so that they can collect some money. I mean, all kind of strange blasphemy. Doesn't make... So envious. Few people were always blaspheming. And then they say, these people are so loudly chanting. Where in the Shastras is mentioned that you should chant loudly? Everything they are doing is against the Shastras. And we who are such sober people, such sober followers of religion, and they are saying we are atheists. Just see what is the condition of Navadvip. The good people are considered bad and the bad people are enjoying with all pomp and show. So on one side, these kind of people were there, but on the other side, there were some ordinary people, some very innocent people. They were not the Vaishnavas of the caliber with whom Mahaprabhu was dancing in the intimate circles. But at the same time, they were very innocent, very pure, very simple-hearted, and they would always be hankering. Their hankering was, when will we go to see? When will we get a chance? And they would always go to Srivas Thakur, beg, please give us a chance, please let us at least once come inside. And Srivas Thakur, at least once let us come inside and just have a darshan, what you all do. At least once attend this, the whole program. And Srivas Thakur knew that even if I hide this person, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishwambar, is super soul in everyone's heart. And he knew the reaction which is going to come is going to be really heavy. So that fear, the reaction going to, he would not allow anyone to come inside. But finally one day, they found one person who was not one day, not two day, not third day, not fourth, every day, week after week, he was coming. And he was begging. And he was pleading to Srivas Thakur, let me enter at least once. And the way, I mean, if we read the verses and the translations, the way it is described, just by reading that, no wonder, I think Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told his disciples that you read 108 times Chaitanya Bhagavat. No wonder. The way it is described, you read that, automatically we always develop a desire. Once, at least once I want to have the darshan. I want to see what's happening inside. Why they were so eager. So this one person comes and he is so eager, he is so desperate, he wants to see what's happening. And Srivas Thakur, naturally if somebody comes and requests again and again and again and again, and Srivas Thakur is a pure-hearted, gentle Vaishnava. The person who is requesting is so gentle. So how long you can apply the rules, you can apply youth force, though you cannot enter? How long? Not possible. And he noticed, he is such an austere person, such a simple-hearted person, such an innocent person. There is no fault I see. There is no envy I see. What's wrong in allowing him? And then he found he only lives on milk, fruits, some simple brahmachari. And he's a celibate. Why not allow him? Srivas Thakur noticed such simple qualities and somehow one day under the pressure of repeated requests allowed him, okay, come and you can hide somewhere and see. And he was hiding. And then the whole scene is described, the kirtans, the kind of kirtans which were happening. Actually such kirtans, anybody would get bewildered. The kind of excesses, the kind of transformations, the kind of exchanges taking place. Nityanand Prabhu, so kirtan starts and kirtan goes such peak that Nityanand Prabhu and Gadadhar, they are not children actually. And how they are grown up men. And how they were holding their hands and twirling around madly. And in the middle, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is jumping high. Jumps and falls with a bang. And Advaita Acharya, who is an elderly personality, he is running around like a child. What kind of exchanges are taking place? He's running around from one corner to another corner, jumping like a small child. No, such exchanges, anybody would get bewildered. And he says, ecstasies go to such an extent that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again and again goes high and falls, again and goes. And when he's dancing, Nityanand Prabhu is noticing, he knows every mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he's next to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I mean, that time Lord Vishwambar, Nimai Pandit, he's just next to him and he's just waiting. Now he's going to fall and I'm going to stretch my hands and catch him. So Nityanand Prabhu's thing is, he's not taking some people are dancing individually. Some are dancing in groups. I mean, Nityanand Prabhu does not care about individual or groups. He is always next to Vishwambar and waiting. When is he going to fall and I am going to catch? Because he steadies. He has fully steadied the moods of Lord Vishwambar. So such kind of exchanges and this brahmacharya is hidden and suddenly the kirtan stops. And then to that peak and then the kirtan stops and Lord says, why is it I am not feeling any pleasure here? And nobody says anything. Kirtan starts. It is said repeatedly, kirtan starts, kirtan stops. Kirtan starts, kirtan stops. Kirtan starts, kirtan stops. And Lord is telling, I am not feeling any happiness. And it's natural. You cannot, I mean, When you are in an intimate circle, you can't experience happiness when people outside are there. There needs to be an intimacy. Sometimes intimacy is required for at least some exchanges. So here is an outsider and then Srivas Thakur, when nobody speaks, everybody understands finally who can hide. He is the super soul. He is in everyone's heart. Srivas comes forward and he says, oh, no, nothing to worry. There is no atheist here. There is nobody, no atheist. There is no bad person here. This is a very good, a very gentle, a very austere brahmana who lives only on milk and some fruits. He's a brahmachari. He's a celibate. And Lord gets so upset. He said, you are saying he's a celibate. You are saying he's austere. You are saying he's so pure. But Who has given him qualification to enter my intimate pastimes? Who has given him qualification to see this dancing, this whole kirtan? Who has given him qualification? And then he makes a powerful statement. He says, what do you think? What austerities the monkeys perform to participate in Lord Ramchandra's Leela? What do you think? What austerities Gajendra performed? Did he perform any austerities? And what do you think? What austerities the gopis performed? He said, even a chandal, very interesting. He said, even a chandal, even a very, very low class, sinful person, if he comes and takes shelter of me, he is qualified to participate. But even if a sannyasi, a great ascetic, a great tapasvi, if he does not have the mood of shelter, the mood of surrender, he doesn't have the mood of bhakti, he is not qualified to participate in these kirtan processions. Call him, I will smash him to pieces. By this time the ego was smashed completely and he quickly moved out. I mean, he was trembling, everybody was trembling, all devotees, and he was trembling and he moved out. Now, at every step it is described, Lord is the super soul, he steadies very carefully. This is so hope-giving that whatever the outside world may think. Now imagine, somebody is chastised, somebody is criticized, somebody is thrown out. In this class, everybody is sitting. Suddenly somebody is told to get up and thrown out of the class. Everybody is a poor fellow. Or some people may laugh at him. Some people may say, really, he deserves it. But here, everybody was trembling. So people may think whatever they think, but Lord steadies the heart. He knows. And it is described, in his heart, he had two thoughts. Just for a short time, he got a chance. And his heart was full of gratitude that I could see the kirtan. I could see that wonderful, most ecstatic dancing. He was in so much happiness and gratitude that I do not even deserve that. And the second point he says, I deserve the punishment which is due for this offense. As soon as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw that such is the gratitude, such is a genuine repentance. Not even a single, slightest grudge was there in his heart for that chastisement which was given to him. Although he was very pure, although he was faultless, and although he was so austere. He had such genuine desire. He was eager. And imagine how many times he begged for it. He was not demanding his adhikar, I deserve it. Lord's mercy cannot be demanded. You know, we cannot demand, okay, we deserve it. After doing so much tapasya, after so much purity, after so much begging, pleading, he did not enter by force. He pleaded. He was humble. But still he was thrown out. And he was feeling grateful for it. And that pleased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He called him and he placed his lotus feet on his head. And that time it is said, all the Vaishnavas who were in that small arena offered pranams to that brahmachari, wondering how special is this Vaishnava that he got such a special mercy. And then Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur writes, I personally offer my most respectful obeisances at the feet of this person whose intelligence was purified by the chastisement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And like this, so this is one person. So many were eager. Many, many people were eager. And they would always keep talking. When will that day come when we will get to go inside? And then they also knew that Lord understands the heart. That is another, again, beautiful. He says, one person said, do not worry. Nimai Pandit is a very pure soul. Nimai Pandit is a pure soul and we are all devoted to the Lord. And Nimai Pandit is also a devotee of the Lord. So Nimai Pandit is a pure soul. He is a devotee of the Lord. We are devoted to the Lord. Definitely, he will understand our heart. And someday he will give us a chance. Someday he will give us a chance to participate in that leela. Somebody said, come on, what are you, why are you worrying so much? What is to worry? What is the purpose of Nimai Pandit? Why he has come to this planet? He has come to deliver. He has come to deliver the whole world. And just wait. Since he has come, very soon he is going to come out on the streets. Very soon, right in this place, Nimai Pandit will dance with all of us. With the whole Navadvip. Here some people are discussing, desiring that, and inside Nimai Pandit is hearing the voice of everyone as super soul. Very soon he will come out and he will make us all participate. And like this, every day they are desiring and every morning they go and hope to meet Nimai Pandit, their hero of their life, their heart, their life and soul, their everything. And they take a lot of gifts for him. They take bananas, they take yogurt, they take ghee, specially churned ghee. They take many, many new gifts, clothes, so many things they take. And Lord sits with each and every person and guides him. And he personally instructs. He said, with great anxiety it is mentioned. He instructs them with great anxiety on his face. Please chant the name of Krishna. Please take this name seriously. And he specifically says, please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. He says, please chant this name with sincerity, with prescribed numbers. Please chant this with prescribed numbers. These are very few places where the whole Maha Mantra is mentioned. Please chant the prescribed numbers. And then he says, every evening what you can do? 5 or 7 people can come together. I was thinking he really makes Krishna consciousness simple. Of course, we need to have big festivals, big gatherings, big temple programs. But he brings down the Krishna consciousness to a domestic level. Make it so simple. 5 or 7 people come mix together, sit together. Just clap the hands. Just clap hands. He doesn't even say, yeah, please you can clap. He doesn't even say, take kartas, mridangas. That time he says, just clap the hands. And he says, just chant. Haraya nama Krishna Yadavaya namaha. Haraya nama Krishna Yadavaya namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana. And he did not mention about Kartal also. But it's nice to play. He did not even mention that. He said, just clap hands. It's so simple. I was talking to one devotee and he was telling, oh, Prabhuji, so difficult in grihastha life, which is difficult, no doubt. It is so difficult to practice all this, to conduct preaching programs and to do all these sevas and to participate. I said, what's the difficulty? Mahaprabhu says, you, your father, your mother, your wife, your children sit together. Does it require any big arrangement? The whole bhakti can come to such a domestic level. Just sit together. Do some katha. This one Prabhu was telling me, every night he and his wife sit and discuss Krishna book. Every night before sleeping. This is there. Simple. And then they can clap hands. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Simple. It doesn't take much. And then he said, please do not talk anything else. Interesting. Please do not talk anything else. The problem is such a simple instruction but so difficult to follow. We have everything to talk, but he's telling just clap hands and chant. Anything difficult about it? If every family starts doing it, fine. Everyone is going back to Godhead. What's the problem? Every night, that's how you have to do. Come. You know, we were in Ahobilam recently, and one person was telling, every day when he comes from his office, he sings Gaurarti. And then he sings Kirtan. Half an hour, every day schedule. Evening, 7 o'clock. Even temple Gaurartis are not so scheduled sometimes. At 7 o'clock, sometimes we could not have people for Gaurarti because everybody is out for preaching or some other seva. So we play a tape. Right? But here, this devotee was telling every day at 7 o'clock he sings Gaurarti. Simple. Mahaprabhu said, this is a simple thing. And this way he was teaching everyone. They are bringing gifts, he is teaching. One day when they all came, Mahaprabhu stood up. That time he was in the mood. He knew their heart's intense desire. They want to see him dancing. They want to participate in Kirtan with him. Fine, clapping is nice, but sometimes festival should be there. Sometimes kartals, mridangas, vampers, everything should be there. Sometimes everyone should come on the street. Right? We have once in 15 days on Monday. Sometimes. Then also very few people come actually. How many? 10 people? 15 people? 20? Sometimes that kind of procession is also nice. Like that sometimes we used to have the Shobha Yatras on Gaur Purnimas. Oh, everybody goes with Gaur Nitya deities. So he knew. And one day he got up. He embraced everyone. And he said, come on, take kartals. Take mridangas. Take vampers. Go and dance on the streets. Fill up the streets of Navdweep with Kirtan. And he spoke with such anxiety, such desperateness, please chant the name of Krishna. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhanapran, take Krishna as life and soul. Make every nook and corner of Navdweep just resound with the names of Lord Hari. Chant Hari, Hari, Ram, Krishna, Narayan. Chant, Hari, Hari. Hari, Hari. He's telling, chant. Everyone, just fill up every nook and corner. And the kind of anxiety with which he asked, he demanded. I remember recently one of the seminar was taking place and Gaurangpur was telling a nice point. He said, when we preach and people do not take to Krishna consciousness, sometimes we feel such dull people, you know. Why they do not understand? But the whole point is, they are not dull. Because we are not so pure, nobody takes to Krishna consciousness. Nice point, I really liked it. Because we are not so pure, do not blame them. Blame yourself. He says, Mahaprabhu just once told them, Lord just once indicated them, and the whole, now there's a vibration, there's a wave which took place. You know how the wave comes and overcomes everything. There's a wave which manifested from there. Such kirtan started. And he says, when the kirtan procession started from the house of Nimai Pandit, that wave engulfed everyone, devoured everyone, everyone was dancing, everyone was coming under the influence of the kirtan. And the madness was increasing and increasing and increasing and increasing in one village to another village to another village to another village. And finally it reached, and from far distance, Sridhar Kolavich, our famous devotee, he was coming. And Kolavich Sridhar was coming from the other side. Now he was always doing this only in the past. But now he saw others also doing. Now he saw so many people are doing. He got mad. If you meet people of same pravritti, you know, happiness doubles. Right? If same pravritti, happiness doubles. Imagine there is a singer. And then there is a mridanga player. He wants to play mridanga. And somebody wants to play flute. And somebody wants to play. And then somebody wants to dance. Proper things came together. Oh, then the kirtan goes to another peak only. But if the proper combination... Now here, people are mad. And Sridhar Kolavich, he was already mad. He is coming from the other side. He goes in such ecstasy. He starts dancing. His cloth is falling away. He is rolling. He is going mad. He is crying. He is what? Roaring. And seeing that, all the atheists in the corner, they are wondering. Just see. He is hungry. He is not getting food. And he is crying out of the hunger. And people are thinking he is in ecstasy. This is the status of Kali Yuga. People are thinking he is in ecstasy. And devotees get all ecstatic. So see, when kirtan is an ecstasy and suddenly another person who shares the ecstasy comes, everybody surrounds Sridhar Kolavecha and Sridhar Kolavecha dancing madly. And finally they realize who this personality is, and they all, and the kirtan goes so much at the peak, but finally the news reach the house of Ghazi. And he gets very disturbed. He sends his followers. He personally comes. And he cannot handle. He sees all this. He cannot handle so much Hindu rituals, so much Hindu name, so much of the chanting. He walks right into the street. Every day he starts walking into the street. All the Vaishnavas hide. All the Vaishnavas run away. He comes, break the mridanga, break everything. And then everybody becomes fearful. They all go to Mahaprabhu. They all go to Sri Sachinandan and say, we cannot dance anymore. You said dance. Look at this. What has happened? We are very fearful. Now we will no longer. We'll leave Navadvip and we'll go somewhere else. The whole thing was orchestrated by the will of the Lord so that he can manifest. He knew the devotees wanted to see him dancing on the street. Finally, he stood up. He said, why you are so fearful? Today you will see my mystic potency. Today you will see Krishna's mystic potency. Today you will see which this earth has never seen before. Why you are fearful? Innumerable universes are my servants. When you are fulfilling my order, no need to feel fear. He says, innumerable universes are my servants. Yamraj, time, death, they are all servants of my servants. Why my devotees need to fear Yamraj? Why my devotees need to fear Kala? Why my devotees need to fear Mrityu? Do you have no faith in me? Okay, if you have no faith, today I will demonstrate. He calls Nityanand Prabhu. He says, go and call every Vaishnava. Nityanand Prabhu, anyway, extreme of madness, he is waiting for such orders. He needs a chance. So he says, go and call all the Vaishnavas. And Nityanand Prabhu calls. He is going everywhere calling. And all the Vaishnavas come. Mahaprabhu, just one instruction. He says, today, at lunchtime, everyone come. Bring torches. Light your torches. Light up fire. Everyone come to my house. Just one instruction. Today we will dance on the streets of Nadia. He is telling you cannot dance. You cannot do kirtan. You cannot have processions. You cannot have gatherings. Today not a small group. Not one group. Not two groups. Not three groups. The whole of Navadvip will dance. We will go to the house of Kazi and destroy Kazi. We will break the whole house, we will break all his gardens, all his possessions, and we will burn the house of Kazi. Just one instruction. Finish. And everybody got so ecstatic, it is said, they did not wait for lunchtime. This is lunchtime. You know, kabhi bolte na, bhojan karke a jao. Who cares about bhojan? This is the day we were waiting for. Finally, that day has come. They all went and started lighting up torches. It is said a competition started. There was a competition going on. Father is lighting one torch, son is lighting another torch. Sometimes they are having competition, whose torch is bigger. Somebody who has a lot of resources, he is thinking, I will bring 1,000 torches. I mean, I don't know how they did that. And gradually, one group from here, one from there, one from there, and millions of torches, it is described. Millions of torches. Even the women, even the children, even the elderly people. Everyone had their own small, big, many, little, one, two torches. They all came to the house of Nimai. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, please understand the mystic potency of the Lord. Please understand who other than Krishna can do it. Who other than Krishna can do this? So many people. It is said there are so many millions of people that, amazing description. He says, if a mustard seed falls, there were so many people together, then mustard seed would not reach the ground. There was so much crowd. And then he says, do not doubt these pastimes. I mean, actually, the way he describes, anybody would doubt. Now you go to Navdeep, do you find so many people? So millions were there. A million is a big figure, you know, millions. So much crowded, one mustard seed would not reach the ground. And then he says, when the kirtan started, suddenly all the houses got decorated. How they were decorated? They were bananas, they were yogurt, they were water pots, they were mango leaves, they were so many things on decorations. And nobody knew how these decorations took place, who decorated, when the decoration took place, because in a short span of time, the whole of Nadia got decorated. And suddenly so many auspicious sound coming from all different directions. Ladies were creating auspiciousness. You know how this makes sound in Bengal? We don't know how to make that. But making all those sounds. And he says, so much auspiciousness. And then there were showers of puffed rice. And some small conch shells. I don't know what is that. What is that? Small conch shells. Showers. And nobody knows where it is coming from, and suddenly champak and mallika flowers are being showered from by demigods, and the whole surface of the earth was covered by champak and mallika flowers as if tongue of the earth has been extended. The earth's tongue has been extended to protect the tender feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead so that he should not get hurt. And he says, nobody knows how this was happening, who was doing, when they were doing, how suddenly, in a short time it happened. He said, but do not doubt this, because in Dwarka, in a blink of an eye, 9 lakh jeweled palaces were created. So why do you doubt such kind of opulence was shown? Wherever Krishna is, such mystic potency can manifest. It's a matter of Shraddha, it's a matter of faith. And at steps, you know, Vrindavan the Sagur keeps saying, if you doubt, you will be doomed. Because actually, and then he says, how much can I tell? Vedavyas will tell future in some Puranas. And I was thinking, good, he didn't tell more, because some things are really bewildering. Then if you read that, you can digest maybe. Sometimes people, even now, if you describe this to new people, they ask question, are you sure he is God? Or have you written some leela about your personality? People can't have faith, such kind of things can happen. And therefore, both the authors, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, keep at times, you know, warning us, have faith. And such kind of opulence, such kind of auspiciousness. And then Mahaprabhu said, okay, we will dance in a very special organized manner. Who was in the front? Advaita Acharya will be in the front. And he'll be the dancer, and with him there would be a group of singers and the players and the music instruments. Behind would be Haridas Thakur. And the end, Srivas Thakur. These were the main Vaishnavas. And he told all the people, you dance in small groups, 4 or 5 people, 6 people, take kartas, take mridangs, take vampers. There was no limit. Take unlimited kartas, unlimited mridangas, unlimited. The whole city has to be flooded with ecstasy. Take unlimited vampers, unlimited kartas, unlimited mridangas. And then again, Vrindavan Das Thakur was telling. Some people were chanting in small circles. Okay, then one thing. He said, so he told Advaita Acharya, you go in the front. Haridas Thakur, you be in the middle. Srivas Thakur, you be in the back. And then he looked at Nityananda. He was about to give an order. And Nityananda Prabhu thought, my God, now where is he going to send me? And he said, no, I am not going to go anywhere. I will be next to you. Because I need to support you. You go out of ecstasy sometimes. I need to support you. So he was there next to him. And Lord understood. He allowed him next to him. And then he says a very beautiful statement. He says, out of the devotees' free will, their own free will, some people were dancing away from Mahaprabhu in small circles. Some people were dancing independently in another corner. And some had surrounded around Mahaprabhu and dancing. Some were dancing with Advaita Acharya, some with Haridas Thakur, some with Srivas Thakur. They were all dancing in different by their own free will. But then he makes one statement. And there was not even a slightest misbehavior found in any corner of the Navadvip. It was so graceful, so wonderful. And then he says, with all this, then he zooms in. The beauty of Lord Vishwambar. He says, look at the beauty. And then he says, although they were all dancing separately, but Mahaprabhu was so tall and so beautiful and so distinct and such a golden complexion that every person in the crowd could have darshan of the face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they all were looking at his beautiful curly hairs decorated with jasmine flowers, with the strings, with the garlands of jasmine flowers. And his lotus eyes. And then he zooms at his beautiful tilak. Oh, tilak was so beautiful, so enchanting. And then he says his eyebrows were reaching the bottom of the ears. I don't know how is that. Something like that is mentioned. And then he was smiling. His teeth were like string of pearls. And the most enchanting lips. And his hands were like golden pillars. And decorated with sandalwood. And colored minerals. And the thin Brahman thread across his broad chest. And his dhoti, the three corners were tucked. You know how the stylish dhoti they wear? It was tucked in the corner. And beautifully it's described. And his shoulders, like the elephant. And he was dancing so gracefully, so wonderfully, that the author prays that may this vision be constantly displayed in the core of my heart. May the whole pastime be displayed in the core of my heart. And he said, so much auspiciousness, so much crowd was there, everybody came on the street, the thieves, there were so many thieves, they thought, good opportunity, we'll go to the houses and steal now. But then the wave of ecstasy was so much, this is very interesting, the wave of ecstasy was so much, the wave of Harinam was so much, thieves forget their all mischievous tendencies, and they also joined the kirtan and started chanting, Hari, Hari. So they also started chanting. That was nice. Sometimes it happens. You know, you see the kirtan, you overcome all your malicious tendencies, mischievous tendencies. You just get overwhelmed by the wave of ecstasy. And Lord's transformations. Sometimes he was in the mood of the Lord and sometimes he was in the mood of servant. Sometimes he's telling, I am Ram. I am the one who killed Ravan. I am the one who made the bridge. I am the one who is Vamandev. I am the one who killed Kamsa. And suddenly he would become the most humble devotee. And he would be begging, please give me Krishna. He would be begging, please. And he would be begging others, and all the devotees around him would be begging him. They had only one prayer, please let our mind be fixed on your lotus feet. Let our mind be fixed on your instruction to constantly chant the holy names. Let our mind not have any other desire. Let our mind not be debated by any other malicious tendencies. Let our hypocrisy be washed away. That's all. That's all they were demanding. They were praying. And he says the moment, then he was going from villages to village to village, from one gathering to another gathering. The moment he would enter a new street. You know how Rath Yatra sometimes enters from one street to another street? The moment he would enter a new street, all the women would come out. It says all the women, they did not care. They were serving their husbands, their children, their family members, cooking. They led everything. Came out. Started blowing conch shells. Started welcoming, making auspicious sounds. And the kirtan used to go. Some people, just by seeing Mahaprabhu, the Lord's ecstasy, there was so much ecstasy, so much excitement there, that some people would go so mad, they would start rolling on the ground. They would throw their clothes here and they start rolling on the ground. One person climbed the top of the tree and jumped. And again climbed top of the tree and again jumped. Again climbed top of the tree and jumped. What kind of craziness, what kind of happiness they must be experiencing. You know when Rupa Goswami says, Tunde Tandavini Ratim Vitanute, Tundavali Labdae, Karana, Kroda, Kadambini, may I have millions of tongues, millions of ears? And when you do not have millions of tongues, millions of ears, what happens? This is what happens. How do you express that? That happiness. And this happiness without slightest tinge of egoistic propensities, without the slightest tinge of any misbehavior, purity. One person climbed on another person's shoulder and dancing and chanting, I am Nimai Pandit, I am Nimai Pandit, I will destroy the Qazi. Another person climbed on another person's shoulder and telling, I have come from Shvetadip. I am a resident of Vaikuntha. Just see what will happen to Qazi. Another person climbed on top of the tree and somebody was saying, Yamraj, just wait. Do not even dare look at any of the residents of Navadvip. Do not even dare. Because you have no idea, Sachinandan has arrived with holy names. And do you not remember last time when your Yamadutas tried to punish Ajamil? What embarrassment you had to undergo? If again you look at any of the residents of Navadvip, just see what's going to happen. Tell your Chitragupta. Take all the records and tear it off. Our Sachinandan has come. Do you not know this is the holy name which gave power to Maheshwar? Do you not know this is the holy name which made Varanasi so famous? Do you not know Brahma, Ananta, Shiva, they are in ecstasy. Shiva is losing his clothes while dancing out of the holy name. Do you not know that? He is like yelling at Yamaraj. Remember this, otherwise just like last time during Ajamil, you will have to face the embarrassment. Do not even dare come and punish any of the residents of Navadvip. They are under the protection of Sachinandan. One person was so much ecstasy, he fell at somebody's feet and tied his hair to the feet of another fellow, trying to get his dust. And another, such kind of exchanges were taking place. And this is why Mahaprabhu actually previously never demonstrated such things in the public. He just, you know, created that everybody is eager and eager and eager. Finally he brings all this. And seeing all this, what's happened? Athis are becoming more and more envious. Come, one person is telling another person, come, let's complain to the Qazi. Then only Nimai Pandit's pride will be smashed. And Nityanand, he's so happy because Nimai is protecting him. Just see, when we'll complain to Qazi, Nityanand's all happiness will go away. He will start jumping from one street to another street. And Qazi will come. Somebody said, come on, why go to Qazi? Just tell them a fake news, Qazi is coming, they will run away. And with all this happening, finally dancing and dancing. And it is said, they were so much in ecstasy, in one hand, they were holding the torch. In one hand, they were holding the oil. And they were also playing kartals and mridangas and clapping. They said, they also did not realize how they manifested Vaikuntha four-handed forms. They also didn't know that. He said they were completely out of the consciousness of body. They didn't know what's happening. They were just seeing the Lord's. Just by looking at the face of the Lord, they lost all desire to look at the beauty of the moon, the star, the sun, everything lost the effulgence. They were just looking at that. And therefore they completely forgot their bodily distress. And like this, dancing and dancing and dancing, they reached the house of Qazi. And Qazi, he says, hearing that, so much sound, increasing sound. Qazi is asking, what are they coming from? Now he's trying to evade, or he was trying to overcome the fear that they are coming to kill me. He's telling, maybe Nimai is going for his marriage, he's getting married soon. What kind of thing? Or maybe some ghostly people are doing the kirtan. He is coming with all kind of things and these people are, his assistants are telling, and I do not know why he is crying so much. Maybe he is in distress. He is asking for our help. And like this, they are having all kind of exchanges. But when the sound gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it comes very close, it is said, Kazi and his assistants start running like a frog or a mouse runs when a snake comes to attack them. They were just running, trying to hide themselves. And the assistants, Kazi went and hid inside, and the assistants did not even know where to hide. So some of them took off their turbans and tried to hide themselves in the kirtan only. They took, because there were so many people, they didn't know where to hide. They had already entered Kazi's house. So they hide themselves in the kirtan, but then they realized they have long beard because they're Kazi followers. So how to hide? So they were trying to bow down their head. So their beards are not visible. Turban is gone, beards are not visible, so they are wondering, so now nobody will recognize. But was it so easy to be hidden? Not easy. But then what happened? It was not so easy, but it is said, devotees were so much in ecstasy, what to speak of noticing people around, they were not noticing themselves. So they did not even notice that their enemies have entered the kirtan. And they were trying to chant, shivering. They were chanting, Hari Hari, but shivering, Dartha. If they will be caught, then what? Hari Hari, Hari Hari. And the Kazi was shivering inside. And Lord Chaitanya said, come on, break everything. Break the house. Break every object. Break all the trees. Uproot all the plantain trees. Uproot all the banana trees. And they were uprooting. They were also enjoying the fun, you know. They were uprooting. And it is said, if anybody thought that I will not follow the order, they knew Lord is in the heart as super soul. How can we not follow the order? And the anger went to that extreme. Lord said, burn his house from inside. And burn him alive. When that anger came, devotees became real, no, this is not the leela for the anger. And very wonderfully they say, oh Supreme Lord, when annihilation comes, it is Rudra who annihilates. And is a portion of your plenary portion, Shankarshan. And even after annihilation, Rudra again merges into your body. But your body is not meant for anger. What a hope for us, you know. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, is not meant for anger. He says, your body is full of bliss and happiness and mercy. Parama karuna pahu duijana. There is not even a slightest anger. He is just waiting for mercy. He says, there is no anger. Why you are manifesting anger? Give up all anger. You have enough inserted Kazi. Now let's go back. Kazi was trembling. I'll just end in 2-3 minutes. And then he says, this is the whole conversation given. I'm not going to get into conversation right now. And the Kazi was thoroughly insulted. And then he came back. And then Lord Chaitanya is carrying all these kirtans street to street, one community to one community. Finally he comes to the house of Sridhar Kolavej. And in outside the house, there is a iron pot kept, which was used and reused and reused and very broken and re-repaired pot, very dirty apparently, kept. And Mahaprabhu came, and so much in ecstasy, he drank the water right out of the pot, which was actually meant for external use. And seeing the love of the Lord towards his devotees, everyone was crying. It is described here. Everyone was crying. Nityanand, Gadadhar, Advaita, Srivas, all were crying. Haridas, Gangadhas, Vakreshwar, Murari, Mukunda, all were crying. Because they could not imagine how that love was shown towards a devotee. And then Vrindavana Sakur ends with two verses. I will also end here. He says, the Lord drank water from such a pot to reveal the glories of devotional service and to show that from the spiritual point of view, everything belonging to a Vaishnav is pure. When the Lord developed a transcendental desire to drink, the devotee's water became the purest nectar. Therefore, please, do not consider the designation of being a Das, Krishna Das, as something insignificant. For the Supreme Lord does not accept a less fortunate person as the designation servant, das. One who for many millions of lifetimes executes all occupational duties with sincerity and non-violence, and day and night prays to the Lord in the mood of a servant, das, ultimately remembers the Lord at the time of death. Hare Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna.